Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Zayin here in Yerushalmi. And again, today this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Le'ila Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Feigelman, Bunya Bas Rav Chaim Asher Feigelman, Gershon Lipa Ban Bar Levi Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rav Binyamin Rubin. Okay, so we get into today's daf. Just one ha'ara on the last thing I said. The last words I mistranslated. The last line of Vav Amabez, when we spoke about David HaMelech was fighting his Yetzirah and noting that he's going to get up. He's not like other kings. So the end of that pasuk is V'hu Omar Mishpatei Tzidkecha, because of your tzidkus, right? Mishpatei Tzidkecha, it's of your tzedek, and I have a lot to do. And that's what the Gemara in Brachas talks about, that when he got up in the morning, he had to deal with all the mishpat and the tzedek, and all the people came to him and says, King, we don't have enough to eat, and what should we do? We went to wage battles. So David HaMelech had to deal with that, but it's focused on Mishpatei Tzidkecha, your tzidkus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Uma Haya David Ose. What would David do? We spoke about David woke up early. Did he wake up at Chatzos? Did he wake up before Chatzos? Because depending how his dinner was the night before, whether he had a Sudas Malachim or he had his own Suda. So the Pasuk says, Ma Haya David Ose, says the Gemara, Rabbi Pinchas, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, B'Rabbi Menachem, Haya Notel Nevel V'Chinar. He used to take a musical instrument, a harp, the nos no mirash osav, and put it above his head. The omade, and this is a little different than we have in Maseches Brachas, which we'll have again soon. But here's another day that's not there, that he used to use this the omade bechatzia laila umunagain bohem. He didn't use this as his alarm clock, which is the only day that appears in Maseches Brachas in the Bavli, which we'll have soon. Be'ez Hashem, but he woke up somehow. He woke up by himself. And then he would play the instrument, Kadesha Yishmu, Yaradeh Chela Gimel. I'm sorry, no, Reish Mem or so. Kadesha Yishmu Chaverai Torah. What he used to play the instrument so that his Chaverim could hear, and they would hear, and they would wake up, and they would start learning Torah. Umaha Yu Chaverai Torah. What they used to say, his friends that used to wake up, Umaim David HaMelech Osik Batorah, Ono Lachas Kama Vakama. Right? If David HaMelech is waking up, David HaMelech is arguably the busiest person out there, and he's busy getting up and learning Torah. So we, what kind of excuse do we have? So we have to for sure get up and learn Torah, because it would be, you know, how could we not, if we are David HaMelech, right? It's like the story of the Chafetz Chaim and the shoemaker, right? That he sees, like, every time he gets up and he sees the shoemaker's candle is on already and he's working, so how could I not learn Torah when the shoemaker sees the Chafetz Chaim and says, oh, his candle is still lit, how could I not go to sleep? And they each back and forth, they each look at each other and say, how could I not be working in this regard? So that's what David HaMelech used to wake up, again, not worry only about himself, but even in the morning, he used to wake up very early in the middle of the night and start playing his instrument, and in that way was able to inspire others in the morning with his musical accompaniment. The language here used, Kadesh Yishmu Chaverai Torah. Chaverai. In Mishnayos, mostly in Meseder Zrayim, the word Chaver. Chaver means a Talmud Chacham. Right? Chaver, the opposite of an Am Haaretz. A Chaver. So what is that word Chaver? Chamto. Put two Rambams together. Two Rambams in the Pirush of Mishnayos, right? One Rambam is in Demai, right? One of the first places that where Chaver comes up. Remember Demai, you have to know Demai, you don't know what it is, whether Maisvus was taken off yet. So the Rambam says there in the second parak of Demai, Chaver, Korin l'kol Talmud Chacham, v'chein Korin l'talmidei Chachamim Chaverim. So why are they called Chaverim? V'karim b'shem zeh mibnei shechavrusam zelazeh hu achevras ha'amitis. Their friendship is based on Torah, and there's no other greater friend than that. There's no other greater friendship than they're mechubar through the chavrus of Torah, and that's why they're called chaver. That's the Rambam in Demai. So I think it's l'shitaso to the Rambam in Pirkei Avos. With the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, this one we have mentioned in the past, with the Rambam on the Mishnah of k'nei l'cha chaver, on get yourself a friend. So the Rambam there talks about the three categories of friends. Three categories of relationships, we should say. Three categories of relationships that one has. What are they? Says the Rambam, v'chaverim shlosha sukim, chaver l'toeles, v'chaver hana'a, v'chaver l'dvar na'ale. Three types of friends. Number one, chaver l'toeles. We would call that a business relationship. Two partners in a business, they need each other in order to succeed. There's no warm, fuzzy feelings between them. It's just, you know, that, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back, so we can make some money here. Right? Shnei shukfin kechavras hamelech utzva'o. That's the lowest level, chaver. Chaver to'elas. The chaver hana'a. And then the chaver of pleasure, hana'an. And within that, there is two levels. But the Ratz basically means a good friend, a best friend, somebody who you confide in, somebody who you enjoy spending time with. You get hana'a. You get pleasure from it. That's why it's called a chever hana'a. Umegalo lo kolin yanav, hatov, mehem, bahara, belishi achash mibeno shiavu, bakach mizayan. You tell them secrets, you don't think they're going to embarrass you, or tell it over, lo etz lo, leitzel zulaso. Right, that's number two. And then you have the highest level of chever ledvar na'ala. A friend for a higher purpose. Vahu, shetia kimias shneyem, umatarasam lim yanachad. Where the two come together in order to achieve one goal that neither of them separately would be able to achieve. The yirtza kol echad meyem lehei azer b'chaveiro kidei lahasig oso atov l'shneim yachad. Right, they want to help each other and join together in a unit to be able to have gain that highest level, that goal. So I've used this in the past to by a shever brachas, by a wedding, because you could say that the husband and wife are joining together to be able to achieve the bayis neman, whatever it is. But the Rambam doesn't give that example. The last line of the Rambam. What's the Rambam's last line? What is an example of this? Chever l'dvarnala v'hi achever shesiva b'kliyasav u'kagon chevers harav l'talmid v'talmid l'rav. A chever in Torah. That's the highest level. So maybe that's the Rambam l'shitaso in Zemai, where the Rambam says the word chaver, chaverim, is based on the fact that Tamid HaChachamim are connected through Torah, and that's what makes them Chaver. So that's the Rambam in Zemai and the Rambam in Avos. But that's when David HaMelech woke up with his harp playing early in the morning in order to be able to inspire them to spend their time wisely. Fine. Rabbi Levi. So Rabbi Levi has another idea. Kiner Ayatale B'Kenega Chalonot Zashal David. No, David helped kept a harp hanging near his window, v'haya ruach tzfonis min hasheves balayla, and the wind would blow, the north wind would blow in the night, u'minaf nefes bo, right, and it would the wind would go through it and wave it, v'haya minagein me'elav, and it played by itself, meaning this was David's alarm clock, right? It wasn't that he woke up and then he played, but this is how David woke up, hado dechsiv, and that's what the pasuk says by Elisha, v'yikinagein ha-minagein, when the minagein played. Kinagin biminagin inksif kan. It doesn't say when they played with the minagin. Ela kinagin haminagin. Hakino ayem minagin me'elav. So it used to go by itself. It used to play music by itself in order to wake him up. There is a discussion in the postgim. Some talk about how you're not supposed to wake up with music because that's how umos ha'olam wake up. There's a whole discussion, but here David HaMelech woke up with music. Maybe it was because it was music from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Special music. Either way, that's the Kinagin and Menagin, and we find throughout also Tanakh, we find the music playing a role in terms of bringing a Ruach Elokim, right? Shaul HaMelech and here David, we find the music playing a major role. Not having a share by music, but music definitely has a, goes to the chords of music, go to the chords of our heart, right? That's the, seems to be a number of sources, but here as well. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about, says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas tanoim between Rebbe and Reb Nosson. How many watches are there? How many sections are there during the night? Three or four. And they each had a pasuk that they were based on, right? Chatzos laila akum lahodos lacha. He gets up in the morning and there are ashmuros on both sides. That means there are four. Or rosh ashmura hachitzon, right? Rosh ha-ashmuros, the other pasuk that was quoted. Hatichona, the middle one, obviously there sounds like there's an odd number. So we're in the middle of what does each opinion do with the other shita. So Mamakaim Rebbe time and Rebbe Nasan, Rosh Ashmuros Hatichona, Rebbe holds there are four watches. What does he do with the pasuk that says he woke up in the middle one, the beginning of the middle one? So Amar Rav Huna, Sofa Shalshnia, Verosha Shalshlishis, Hein Misavchos Es Halayla. The end of the second and the beginning of the third, right, that's the middle. In other words, the Chasei Charedim explains, the second and third one can be called the middle one, right, because they're both in the middle. both in the middle, like you have a middle child, you have an even number of children, you can both say, these are my middle children. I mean, you wouldn't say that, but one shouldn't say that, but if one was theoretically describing, so they both can be called middle. See here too, even though there's four, if you're in the middle, you know, they can both be called middle. So even if there's an even number, that's okay. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says, come on, v'yos, is that a good answer? Miksiv tichonos. Lo tichona, it doesn't say tichonos, plural, the middle ones. It says tichona, the middle one. Right? So you can't answer that they're both called middle. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kadmesa lo mischasha. So maybe, you know what, in the pasuk, the first one we're not dealing with. Meaning there are four of the night, but in the pasuk, we're not dealing. We're dealing with the other three. Why? Da'ad Kedon bir yasa irin. Because in the pasuk we're talking about when Gidon went to attack the Midianim. We were talking about the watchmen during the night. So during the first watch, you know, people were still up. So they didn't have special shmira. They'd have to deal with the guards during that first quarter because people were still awake. Only the last three. That's what they were talking about, and that's why the pasuk only refers to three. Okay. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos. So now we get back to the Mishnah. Right? When is the last time to say Kriya Shema? So Rabbi Elazar says until the end of the watch, as we said, the first watch of the Chamzei to Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel says ad sheyale amud hashachar. Says the Gemara v'chamar b'chatzos. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha kechachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. So this is one of our early problems or challenges, because if you look in the Bavli Daf Ches in Brachos halacha kerabanan. Right, so the halachas like Rabbi Gamliel, the halachas Rabbi Gamliel, brachas chesam abeis, the halachas Rabbi Gamliel. So, how do you deal with it? So, maybe this is one of the first on the list when you have a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Who do you paskin like? Bavli wins generally. Bavli wins. We said in the Akdama, unless the Yerushalmi gives a good reason, unless it seems like there's a certain weighted evidence. But this is pashtus. The chachamim say you have to say kriyas b'toch hatzos, and the Bavli says until the morning. And so we paskin mikra din. Like the Bavli. If you look in the Tur in Hilchos Kriya Shema says the Tur Reish Lamed Hey Gimel. Right, well, what's the other way to get out of this problem? The other way to get out of this problem is to say that there's no machlokas. Technically, there's no machlokas. One says the halacha is like that Chavim, one says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Well, if we say that really deep down they're the same shita, so then maybe that could help us. Meaning, if the Chachamim say really, technically, even Rabbi Gamliel is based on the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel is explaining the Chachamim. Really, I also hold until Chatzos, the whole night. But, you know, it's L'chadchila until Chatzos. So maybe that's some way that we can put them together. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, L'inyin sov zvana, reish lamed hei, tzadan, atzof ha-shvara rishona shish l'shalayla, dibre rebi reblazer v'chamam rechatzos, Rabbi Gamliel v'ashiyel v'ashachar, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, says the Torah. The Torah quotes the Bavli, the Halachas of Gamliel, the Ifsika Hilchasa Kavase, V'yafilu Lechatchila, Yocho Lahamtin Likros Achiyala Marashachar. The Torah says there's no Lechatchila to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Right? Achiyala Marashachar. Omikomakom, you shouldn't be involved in other things. The Bavli does say that. You shouldn't eat, and you shouldn't drink, and do everything, and then say, I'm going to say Kriya Shema. But that is the Torah. If you look in the Beis Yosef, quotes from the Rush, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Tahachachamim lo pliya le Rabbi Gamliel ela besiyag, the laharkas adam in Aveira. Rabbi Gamliel lo masrik laharchik. The machlokas between them is only whether there's a siyag involved. But everybody agrees, technically, it's all night. And then he quotes, V'chein nira levi masha amr bi Yerushalmi. And he's going to quote the next line of the Yerushalmi. He discusses this. The question is, when it says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, is that la'afuke Rabbi Lazar, or is it also la'afuke the Chachamim? That's what the Beis Yosef gets into. Because one might have said, there are three shitas here. So when the halacha is like C, does that mean the halacha is not like B? Or the halacha is only not like A? So that's another way to understand, to put them together. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. That means Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim against Rabbi Lazar. Right, so that's another way to understand. But then you would say that maybe there is a lechatchila before chatzos. Right, the Torah goes straight up Rabbi Gamliel. Right, there's no even lechatchila. The Beis Yosef says, I'm not so sure. Right, maybe the Hilchos Islam Lemeimar to chipasak tamud the halacha Rabbi Gamliel legabi Rabbi Elazar dafka pasak below legabi chachamim. Become akam mashu de lechachamim. Keep in the avdi siyag ikir mitzvahs lekrosa b'seizak chachamim miyad. Right, so that's what the Beis Yosef discusses. So what do we have in Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Lamed Hey. Again, this is what they the poskim are dealing with to try to put them together. L'charchila tzarech likvos kriyat shema miyad v'zeh zekochavim uzmana ad chatzi halayla. Against the Torah. V'im avad v'kara achar v'icher v'kara atchelo amur ashachar yadei chavoso, clearly a b'dievet. The Shulchan Aruch says l'charchila, we should say it until chatzos. What about the Yush Bavli? The Bavli says l'alachas agar b'gam liel. No, that just means not like Rabbi Elazar. But it's like the Mizra Gamliel and the Chachamim. But of course we pass in like the Chachamim also. So that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like putting the Bavli and the Yerushalmi together. And the Bir Halacha discusses this also. But again, Lechad Chila, we try to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And B'dievet, if not, we could do it after Chatzos. We continue. Reb Yosi Mifaked Lechavraya. Reb Yosi commanded his... Chaver, does that mean his colleagues? Does that mean his Talmidim? In Be'isun, Mis'aska Be'oraisa, if you want to learn Torah at night, Atun Karyi Shema Kodim Chatzosu Mis'askin. Right? You're going to learn Torah so many hours during the night. Remember to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. Right? Remember to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And what do you see from there? Milsei Amra Shalacha Kechachamim. Do you see from there? They should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. This is like the language of Shema Mina Tlas, says sometimes in Shas. Shema Mina, so Milsa Amra, you learn from here, Lalach Lech Lechamim, Umilsa Amra, Sha'omer Dvarim Acher Emes V'Yatziv. In other words, you could talk after Kriya Shema. Clearly, they used to say Emes V'Yatziv not only in the morning, but at night. We say Emes V'Emuna at night. They used to say Emes V'Yatziv also at night. So you say, if he's telling them, they could say Kriya Shema at night, and then learn afterwards. So the idea of talking after Kriya Shema, which we'll get to, we have that by Kriya Shema al Hamita. We'll have that. But he says, you know, saying the nighttime Kriya Shema, there's not a problem of talking afterwards. You see, the Charedim says, Regilon Hayalomar, Emes V'yatzav Arvis, Kamo B'Shachris, V'yachareha Hashkiveinim. Good. The learning at night is crucial for one's Avodas Hashem, as Rabbi Yosef was telling his Talmidim. Remember the Rambam, Menuchas Talmud Torah, and is quoted partially in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Menuchas Talmud Torah, in the end of Paragimel, Gimel Yud Gimel, says the Rambam, even though we have to learn every free moment of our life, but Avodas Shemitzvah Luma B'yom V'Laila, Ein Adam Lamed Rov Chachmaso Ela B'Laila. Right, a person's Rov Chachma is at night. Maybe one has to work harder there. Maybe it's quieter, and you can have a focus. Lefichach, Misha Ratzel Azakos Bekesser HaTorah Yizar B'Kol Elosav V'lo Yovad Afilu Achas Mehen B'Sheina V'Achila V'Shesia V'Sicha V'Cheyos Mehen Ela B'Talmud Torah V'Divrei Chachma. As the Rambam said, he quotes all the many Chazals, Ein Gorna Shal Torah Ela B'Laila Kol Ba'ish Ein Tivrei Torah Nishman B'Laila Eish Ochalto, all different beautiful Chazals about learning at night. Obviously, it doesn't mean not to learn by day, and it doesn't mean that if somebody's better learning would be by day, then they should do that. But it means we should have learned something kovei itim at night. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and the Shah quotes the Prisha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he talks about one has to make sure then, especially on the winter months, that they recognize this gift. Hashem gives you more nighttime. And if it's more nighttime, so then that's more time for getting the secrets of Torah. And that's why the winter months are especially attuned to this. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reish Mem Vav in Yerodeya, Sif Chaf Gimel. He quotes this Rambam. Ein Adam Rov Chachmas Ochiyim Balayla, Ve'yesh Adam Lahaskal Lomam Balayla, Mites Vav Ba'av Eilach. Right, from two Ba'av, when it starts getting longer nights, middle of the summer starts getting longer, one has to be very careful about learning. And the Shach here talks also about that focusing. What's the Prisha here? Okay, we'll leave that for now. But the importance of learning at night. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Tani Hakari Yeshma Bebeis HaKnesses Bishachar Yotzi Yidei Chavaso. If somebody says Kriya Shema in the morning, he's Yotzi. What do you mean Yotze? Is that what you're supposed to do? No. Lachadchila is Vasikin. Lachadchila is, as we know, at sunrise, say Kriya Shema right before sunrise and start davening, right, kivasikin. So, in the days of old, many more davened kivasikin. It was pretty common. But, you know, if you didn't, you're still yotzi, as long as you, you know, got it before Isman Kriyashma, right? To see the last line of the Sefer Charedim. Avo b'she makdim in kivasikin, elakorna so achar hanetzachama. Even if one says Kriyashma after hanetzachama, still one is yotzi. But the opposite, ba'erev, but if somebody says kriyishma before tzeitzak ochavim, lo yasi dechovasa. One is not yosi. If one doesn't say it at the optimal time, at Fasikin, you're still yotze. If one doesn't say it, one says it before tzeitzak ochavim, one is not yotze. Ma bein akore b'shachris, u'ma bein akore ba'arvis. What's the difference? What exactly does this question mean? Look at the Sefer Charedim. It sounds like, he's going to explain, it sounds like from this statement of the Brisa that there is something about, well, let's read his words. Klomar. Klomar always means, it's not so clear, so that's why I'm going to explain it. Klomar in the Sefer Charedim. Vaday delo nafik b'debeis haknesset b'neishim akdimim k'del el. We learned earlier that they used to daven Meyer early, so you for sure not yotze kriyishma in shul. When you daven Meir, because they used to daven early. Mikomakom, kasha, but it's still a problem. Tlotola dara ela b'makom v'lo bizman. Before, and we said, bebeis haknesses. It sounds like in shul, you're not yosi with the shema in shul. Why did it say, you know, in shul and not just say before tzeitzak ochavim? What was the focus about the place? Delema kore kodem tzeitzak ochavim lo yatsa. Why didn't it say if you daven before tzeis? It sounds like even if the stars went out, you're not yosef, but the one in shul. So what does that mean? Why wouldn't you be? If you're davening after tzeis, let's say, on the Friday night, you used to daven later, we learned earlier, so why wouldn't you be yosef, but the one in shul? What's wrong with one in shul if you had davened at the proper time? So that's what the Charedim says is the pshat of this question of the Gemara. Why by Shachris did we focus on time? Why earlier did it focus on Beis HaKnesses and not Dafka only on the time? Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef says, no, because even if you say what, if you daven in shul after the time, we still got to say Kriyashma in your home. Why? Because that's the other Kriyashma called Kriyashma Alamita. Matam Amru Adam Tzorach Ligwa Shema Bebeiso Be'er Mitzvil Lahavriach Es HaMazikin. For spiritual protection, we say Kriyashma, even if we said Kriyashma in Shul, and we daven Ma'ar Bizman, right, the halacha is, we still repeat Kriyashma before we go to sleep, and as the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos and Nafsamach, there's even a bracha we say of Hamapil, Lahavriach Es Hamazikin. So therefore, the one in Shul is not good enough for that, even if one davened late enough. Milsei Amra She'ein, and if this is true that you say you have to say the one in shul is not good enough, you have to say it all the way at night because to protect you. So maybe this is saying Milsa Amra She'ein Omer Davar Machar Emes V'yatziv, because the nighttime has to be a nighttime Shema right before you go to sleep, right? Protection from Azikin, and that's what one would say based on this principle. If you look in the Meiri, so the Bashas of Mazikin is Shadim, it's spiritual forces that we want to protect, and that's why we say in Hamapil, we should be protected when we sleep from these forces, and that's why we say the Minog, you know, most Siddurim, you see there's other Psukim about asking Hashem for protection at night. If you look in the Meiri in Brachas, fascinating, the Meiri says, what are these Mazikin? He says, philosophical inappropriate thoughts. Lord of the Mazikin, when you're lying in bed at night and you might start thinking about, inappropriate types of philosophical, you know, you're not thinking about Torah right then, maybe not. So it says the Meiri. Ubiuro etzli. What I think this means, maybe he's following the Rambam type of path. Hamazikin, how you doing? Vehem deos hakozvim. Right? False philosophies. Vizkiku beitos hapnai. Liyachid es Hashem. When you're trying to fall asleep, you got to think about Hashem. Shelo yite be'emunos hashniyos. Ukshikra ala kavana ruya te mitasu betucha mehem. If you say Shema properly, that's what's going to be on your mind at night. That's the Meiri right here in Brachas on Dav Dalad of Dalad Mabez. Fascinating shot of the Meiri. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Milsa de Rishu Marachmeni Amar Kain. Rishu Marachmeni also holds this way about not talking after. Rishu Marachmeni Kan Havi Nachis Libura. When he went down to Bima Aber, the Shana, ask all the Achronim, what do you mean went down? Went down, went down sounds like he went to Chutz Laaretz. Right? Eretz Yisrael is Gavol Mikol Haaretzos. But what do you mean? We do Ibra Shana only in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean it went down? So the Sefer Charedim says, it means he went down to another place in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say what Mamush went down to Chutz Laaretz. Nachis means he went down to another place in Eretz Yisrael. Yorid Mim Komo L'makom Shenis Kapsu Chachamim L'Aber Hashana. He went down. The others, if you look in the Mahara Fulda, He says, no, remember the halacha mezechas brachas? You're allowed to go to chutz la'aretz if there's nobody as great. If there's nobody as great. Bikiva went down, right? Ma'ishalo hiniach be'eretz Yisrael kamoso. Right? There was nobody as great. So that's why you gotta get together. And you can go to chutz la'aretz if you're the greatest. If you're the greatest. Okay. Either way, he went to be ma'aber. So, kad havi nochas li'ibura, havi makabal, gabe, Rabbi Yaakov Grusa. Rabbi Yaakov Grusa was his host. Fahavi Rabbi Zeira, mitamer beni kupaya. And Rabbi Zeira used to hide amongst the baskets. He used to hide when Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani went to sleep. He wanted to, again, it's a little unusual for us to think about this. He used to hide in the bedroom behind the baskets because he wanted to, you know, have learn from his Rebbe. And he thought that his Rebbe might not be too embarrassed to tell him, like, his own minhagim, I don't want to be machriya you. So he used to hide amongst the baskets. Mashmana, hey chavi kari shma. He used to hear how he wanted to hear how his Rebbe said kriya shma. Vavi kari, v'chaza v'kari, davi shaka mine goshin say. He used to say shma over and over again until he fell asleep. Say it over and over again until he fell asleep in order to, so he saw from there. That, oh, I guess you're not supposed to talk after you say Shema. That should be the last thing you say. My taima, again, what is my taima? What's the source? My taima, minon imili. How do you know that this is it? This is the last thing you should say at night. Rav Acha, Rav Tachlifa, Chamui, right? His father-in-law. B'shem Reshua Bar Nachman, Rigzu V'al Techato, right? This is the pasuk that many have the minhag of saying as part of the Kriya Shema Lamita. Rigzu V'al Techato, Margis, what does that mean? Overcome your Yetzer Hara and don't sin. Imru Vilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem. That's a remez to say Bilvavchem. That's like Al Avavecha, same Shema. Al Mishkavchem on your bed, but don't want them to be quiet. Selah. Right, so that's a remez. That pasuk is a remez to saying Kriya Shema before you go to sleep and not talking afterwards. That is the that there. Before we get to the Lamaisa in this, 2 points. Number one, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Right, that's the, remember the Gemara, Mishnah in Brachas talks about, if you say Shema, Shema, Mishaskino so. But there is a Machlokas Rishonim there, if you remember. Machlokas Rishonim, when it says Shema, Shema, Mishaskino so, does that mean you say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokeinu, that's not good, or Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Which one's better, which one's worse? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Right, which one is better, which one is worse to say? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and the Beis Yosef, they all talk about this in Siman Samach Aleph. In Siman Samach Aleph, they discuss this in, here it is. Samach Aleph. Ha'omer Shema Shema, Pirish, Shnei Pa'amim, Mishasmano So, Shinir Kishay Rishuyos, Ve'itmar B'Yerushalmi, Dafka B'tzibar, this is the fifth parak of Brachas. Dafka B'tzibar, only B'tzibar it's a problem. Avol B'yachid Shreibu, when you're private, you can. Ve'nira She'ein L'chalik, and the Torah says, I don't think there's a difference. To be Gemara Di Donein L'chalik, one is just bad, and one you have to remove him from being the chazin. Lay mishnei gemara, mishani gemara, hadamar psuki v'kafle, hadamar mila v'kafle. Right, that's the depends if you say the words twice, if you say the psukim twice. And he quotes the machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Right, which is better, which is worse? Right, Rashi says kishakof al pasuk mishaskun or so. It looks like shtei reshuyos if you say the pasuk twice, but if you say each word twice, that just looks silly, but it's not bad. For rif pyrish behefech, when you say each word twice, that's mishaskun or so. For tzarach lachosh l'divrei shneihem, and you be choshesh for shneihem. Ask the Beis Yosef, but don't we have the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Maseches Brachas? Reb Zeira kari v'hadar kari v'hadar kari, right? And Reb Zeira kari v'shana. So maybe Shema Hasan Dilba Dafka Al Mitaso Shari. Maybe Shvala Krishval Amita, you're not doing it for the shame, the mitzvah. Umakam Acher Masad Yerushalmi is also Meres B'Sira Al B'Yachid. Maybe this connects to the other Yerushalmi. Either way, this is a discussion in the postgame how this worked. But it seemed like if you're just saying it Krishval Amita and you're saying it to help you fall asleep, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Interesting, talking about saying Shema over and over again, not exactly our issue, but Rav Asher Weiss has a very important tshuva in Chelek Beis of the Minchas Asher, Simin Kufla Medalid, Hanhagas Hahalacha B'OCD. He talks about someone who suffers from OCD and somebody who cannot get themselves to only say things once, and they always think they said it without kavana, and they say Poseach Zidecha 14 times, and they wash their hands 12 times. You know, Rahman al-Islam, often in OCD situations, when somebody is suffering from OCD, it comes out in religious practices, right? And that's often what comes out. See, Paskins very clearly that whenever this case comes up, say it once, and that's it. Even if you didn't have kavana, you're not allowed to go back. Not allowed to go back. And even if you think you missed some words, even if you missed words, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is what you do. This is the only way to help you. La'olam lo yachzer pamayim. right? Never go back in davening, in tefillah, because that is what his psak is. And he talks about that. Upashat diyefsha bin yinacher. Da'atu titain. He talks about it. Menlal de b'makam shura. Vasvara hayishar v'apshuta. Nosenas diyefsha linhog b'shev al-tasar. Before he continues, he has a very important shuva about that. And he says that was his psak in certain cases, in terms of saying it over and over again. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara now, Milsa, the Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi Pliger. Shimon Levi argues on earlier that Shema has to be the last thing you say. The Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Kari, Mizmar, and Basra. He used to say Tehillim afterwards. Right? He used to say, learn afterwards. Vatani, Ein Omer, Dvar, Machar, Emes, V'yatziv. What do you mean? I thought you can't talk after Emes, V'yatziv. Potar, La, Bemes, V'yatziv, Shal, Shachris. That's in the morning. In the morning, you can't say anything after Kriya Shema. What does that mean? That's the halacha that we know from Brachas, Smichas, Geula, Latvila. You can't say anything after Shema other than having to do with Shema and then Geula. Demar, Reb Zeira, B'Shem, Reb Abba, Bar Yirmiya, Shalosh Tchifosein. This comes up later in the Bavli and Brachas, in the Mems. There are three Tchifos. There are three things you have to do, one right before the other one. Let's just mention it, and then Bezrem tomorrow's daf talks about them. Tekev L'Smicha Shchita, right before Shchita. You have to do smicha on the animal. You lean on the animal right before you do shchita. Smicha is not one of the avodos. Shchita kabbalah holach hazrika. Right, the four avodos of a karbon. Right, you shef the animal, you catch the blood, and then you walk it holacha, and then zrika, then you sprinkle it. But before shchita, smicha. Take out the smicha shchita. That's number one. Take out the netilas yadayim bracha. Right before, netilas yadayim is right before the bracha. What does that mean? The pashup shot of the bavli, when this line is quoted, is mayim achronim. You do mayim achronim right before benching. But it's going to be clear, the Mefarshim point out here, that here it's talking about mayim rishonim. We'll see Bezrem on tomorrow's daf. Take up the tefillah yadayim bracha, and take up legula tefila. Right, that's the third one is the one that's important for us. Smichas gula tefila, and that's what's meant by not talking yet to Emes V'yatziv, the morning one. So one is one allowed to talk lamaisa after hamapil. So that's a discussion in the postgame. If you look in most sidurim, the psak is not to us, right? Most Sidurim, the Bracha of Hamapil appears before the next three pages of Kriya Shel Alamita. Hashkivenu and Hamalach HaGoel and all the other tefilos and that different minhagim to say. So in most Sidurim, that's where it appears. Hamapil is at the beginning. Some Sidurim it says, some of the minhag of saying this later. Either way, the message is that the last being that we're supposed to talk to before we go to sleep is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's the message of this halacha, that is what we're supposed to be doing. So, I mean, if you look in Simon Reish Lamed Ches, they say there are those that don't say, once heard, oh, they don't say, they're not going to say Amapil because they don't want to have the issue of talking afterwards. It's better to say Amapil and talk afterwards than not to say Amapil at all. That's part of it. It's bracha that chazawar misakein. So you say Amapil and do your best. And, you know, if somebody talks, you say Shema afterwards. Okay, we have one of the great Amoram here that repeated Shema again. The last thing we should do before we go to sleep is talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Simen, here, Reish Lamed. What Simen is this in? The Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Lamed Tes. That's the next Simen. Reish Lamed Tes. HaKorei Amitaso Parashim Yidon Shal Shema Umavarech HaMapil. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Omer Yoshi B'Seisir Elyon, Vomer Mara Abud Sarai L'Hashem, Vomer Baruch Hashem, Be'yom Baruch Hashem B'Layla, Be'yom Hashem B'La Satan, Baruch Hashem B'Yosim L'Cha Shalom, Vomer Ashkiveinu Atzlamech L'Chasima. That's all the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, say it. The Ramah adds in, V'yikra Kriyash Ma'al Samach L'Mitaso, V'yin Ochlem V'Shosim V'lo Medabrin Acher Kriyash Ma'al Mitaso, El Yishan Miyad, Shtemer Imru V'Avcha Mishkafchem V'Domu, V'chulu. And then Bimkar Kriyash Ma'al V'lo Yuchal Yishan Miyad, Chodze V'kori Kama Pamim Zachar Zeh, Ashi Yisaka B'Sheina. Where does that come from? Our Gemara. Right? You can say it again. V'yish Yiyad Kriyaso Samach L'Sheinaso. Okay. If there's a real tzarech, I once heard a discussion. What if somebody remembers they didn't count Sfira until after they say Kriya Shema? Oh, I missed it. No, if there's a tzarech to say something, then there's a tzarech to say something. But again, that's the Mishnah Berurah here talks about the order. What won't you? V'nira L'maisa Yisnaika Ha'adam Kefi Tivo. In Tivo, the Hiradim Be'emsa Kriya Shema Tov Yosei Sheyachdim Rechaz Amapil. Maybe, because you don't want to fall asleep in the middle and then not get to the end, not get to the bracha. Okay, one should follow their custom. Okay, we will stop here.